It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ohio State Buckeyes travel to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions in a top five matchup, number 3 versus number 4.
Can't wait.
And a lot is on the line here because if Penn State manages to win this game, it effectively knocks Ohio State out of the Big Ten title game.
Yeah.
No, they will have 2 conference losses, and they will fall to 3-2 in conference. And they will be 3-2 with Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
Ohio State has to win this game if they want a chance to get to Indianapolis with the way that Indiana's been playing.
I mean, it's the thing. You would have Indiana, Oregon, and Penn State now all undefeated, and you would need one of those to drop 2 to catch up.
And this essentially, and you're going to play Indiana, but essentially this is a championship game eliminator for Ohio State, but I'd make the argument that this is a playoff clincher for Penn State. Now, yes, obviously you have to still like win, but even if Oregon loses one game, Oregon's going to be in the playoff. Penn State, if they beat Ohio State, they put themselves in the exact same boat.
Yeah, and their final 4 is UW, Purdue, Minnesota, Maryland.
Purdue's horrible. Maryland's horrible. Minnesota can be frisky. UW can be frisky. Yeah. Like, you're not losing 3 games. Because if right now when you look at the playoff, it essentially is there might be 1, maybe 2 in an extreme long shot, teams that get in with 3 losses. They're probably going to be from the SEC.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the case.
It's going to be a team like LSU, or it's going to be a team like Alabama.
You could get a team that has 2 losses in the SEC title game.
100%.
That loses in the SEC title game. And then finds a way and ends up as your 11 or 12 seed.
I think it's more likely in the SEC that you have their doomsday where there's like 4 teams with one or two losses, and that's going to be what it is. But right now, as you look at it, it's a bigger game than this Penn State-Ohio State game has been in the last 10 to 15 years, I think, because of what is at stake for the 2 head coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, this could finally get Ryan Day back in maybe not the good graces of the Ohio State fan base, but it's going to get them a lot
because
of them.
Before you go,
okay,
what I'm going to say on this is I think the expectation is that Penn State is below them.
Fair. 100%
I think
fair.
That the single game that he has to win every year is Michigan.
And he hasn't done it recently. No. And I think that's fair. But I do think that winning this game gets him back in the conversation of being in the good graces with the fans because it keeps Ohio State as a potential Big Ten championship team. And I think for a lot of fans, at least from what I've listened to nationally, it's he either has to win the Big Ten title, which would be probably a rematch with Oregon, means they go undefeated, they knock off Indiana, they knock off Penn State, they knock off Michigan. Then if they can knock off Oregon, then all of a sudden you can have a conversation, well, now he's starting to win the big one, or he has to win the title. And I don't think that he wins the title without winning the Big Ten championship.
Well, I mean, if they don't win the Big Ten, I think he gets fired.
Right. And I know Sprague, because Sprague and I have debated this for a long time about should he be fired or should he not be. And to me, that's not the debate, because Sprague is 100% right. Mm-hmm. Ryan Day, for 90% of college football, should not be fired for what he has done.
No.
But he's at the 10%, and he will be fired for what he's done.
When you are given that much talent, that much money, that much is put into it, the expectation is conference title at a minimum.
100%.
And if you there's a world that exists where he may not make it there.
Yeah.
And if that happens, they fire him in season.
I don't know that they fire him in season because of how recruiting is right now.
I think they want to. I think you can him so you can get into the recruiting immediately afterwards. Because if you, I understand with your transfer windows and everything else that comes up with that. But guys are going to sit out bowl games and dip out regardless,
right?
And I think if you get ahead of it, and again,
but a two-loss Ohio State is still going to make the playoff. Can you go into, I don't think a team would go into the playoff with a fired coach.
Well, who's their offensive coordinator?
Chip Kelly. You don't want Chip Kelly as your head coach because
but no, I'm saying,
you're not going into the playoff with an interim.
I'm talking as an interim.
You're not going into a playoff, I think, with an interim.
You don't think so? Because I think it's a fever pitch right now with that fan base.
That seems a bit extreme. And look, it's never happened before because we've never had a 12-team playoff. No. We're going to find out
eventually,
this year, right?
This will happen.
This is the first time. Right now, we're doing a lot of just, what do we think will happen? And it's all based off of what the four-team in the BCS system was. But when I look at Penn State and James Franklin, like, this could finally be his way of getting the monkey off his back.
Winning a big game, and he's going to have to
beating Ohio State.
Perhaps without his quarterback. Drew Allen is going to play. They said for sure he's
going to
play?
Cowherd said that he was going to play.
Okay.
I heard Cowherd
say
that he
does have a relationship with Franklin, so.
He does.
Wouldn't be surprising.
Now, that being said.
He's still dinged up.
The backup.
Prebula.
Prebula. It's very similar to one of my high school players' names that I coach.
Prebula.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Prebula. I coached a Prebula, so it's very similar. So Prebula, I think there will be a package for him.
For him.
With how he played against Wisconsin, he fits more of Klein's system, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he came out and was dumb accurate with the ball and pushed it down the field.
Right. And I guess he's not the offensive coordinator. He's the quarterback coach. But he fits more of that system. They want a quarterback who is more mobile. Not that Aller is a statue back there, but he doesn't move the way that
he doesn't
the backup does. And so I wouldn't be shocked, especially with how he played against Wisconsin, that you have a package for that kid out there. And it's essentially a wildcat, but you have a true quarterback back there that can really throw. So teams have to defend the pass just as much as they have to defend running. So it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a banger.
Ohio State's currently a three-point favorite. Bang. They are dealing with their own injuries. Obviously, at left tackle, their host. Losing your left tackle for the season is a problem.
Well, and then you lost your backup, too. Yeah. You're on your third-string left tackle. Abdul Carter, like, that guy is a beast. Now, I would make the argument, at least so far this year, and maybe that's because of who's been around him, Mateo Uiagalelei is performing at a higher level than Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. Now, Abdul Carter is getting more eyes on him, and he doesn't have a Derek Harmon in the middle like Mateo Uiagalelei does. But Uiagalelei and Abdul Carter, it's a similar defensive end, and Uiagalelei ate all game. When you needed a big stop, he's the one who got it. On third down, when you've got a down-blocking tackle, he shoved him off, and then he goes and he makes a big play. When you needed a sack, I understand that Howard slipped. Uiagalelei was there to make the big sack. Now you're having Abdul Carter go up against your third string left tackle. That guy's going to eat. He's going to have a big game. He's my X factor.
Take a look at this game. This could be one of those situations where nobody's picking this to be a high scoring affair. Again, Ohio State's favored by three. Projections and prognosticators basically have this as some version of like 19-16 or 23-24. Everybody has this number one close and under 25 points. A big part of that is...
Looks like the over-under is 46.5. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's your 23-21 kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Rockford 23-24, yeah. And a big part of that has to do with Ohio State's defense, according to basically all of metrics, is the best first half defense in the country. Penn State's offense is one of the lesser offenses in the country. They're 50th in scoring in EPA in the first half. They are a diesel engine. And like I Dusty and I have been not shy about this. Neither of us are. Now Dusty, I think, finally jumped on my the train I'm driving. Drew Aller's not that guy. The expectation of what he is and what he can be, he feasts on bad teams. Against good teams, he does not show up.
At least based off of last year, yes. Well, and USC, he did. He has 6 interceptions on his career. Mm-hmm. 3 of them are in that USC game. I'll give that to you. Yeah.
And in against the biggest opponents, he has not managed to deliver. And Ohio State has a chance at a little bit of redemption here for having this great defense, this lockdown defense. They weren't able to get to Dylan Gabriel at all.
Right.
They weren't able to touch him. For having that front, that's kind of wild. That's a hat tip to Oregon. If you kept
that O-line is nasty, man.
Yeah, look,
they figured it out over there.
Dylan Gabriel hit Jack Sawyer with a move that I think his hips are still recovering from. He's a monster, Sawyer. He's a little stiff, and it's one of the things I thought coming out of that game, and it's going to be interesting to see how effective Ohio State's pass rush can be and whether or not one of their corners will get turned inside out like a linebacker in coverage.
Well, I'll tell you this. Penn State doesn't have the wide receiver group that Oregon does. I don't know if anyone, and it's bold, I don't know that anyone in the country has as deep of what Oregon's has. Yeah, okay, that's fair. So one team in the country has as deep of a wide receiver group.
Texas has the best wide receiver room in the country.
I mean, Oregon's wide receiver group from Tez Johnson
Ohio State's right there too.
Trayshon Holden to
they don't have the quarterback play to
Evan
back it up,
Stewart.
Though.
Right. So all I'm saying that is I don't know that Penn State will be able to expose the Ohio State secondary
the way Oregon did.
So they're going to have to do it by drive. Now, what Penn State has that Oregon doesn't have, and Oregon has a pretty darn good tight end, that Warren kid that's playing tight end for Penn State and what they do with him and what Kotelnicki had him snap a ball
center and score a touchdown. I'm aware of how good he is. It's a tight end. He tied the FBS record for receptions for a tight end against USC.
He's unbelievable.
I understand.
So what Penn State is going to be able to do to find different ways to get him the ball, I think, is also going to be key because he's not going to really go up against that secondary.
No.
He's too big. Like
no, he's an underneath monster.
Do you want to put Caleb Downs on him? No, I don't, because he'll like run right through him. So you have to put someone that can truly tackle. Mm-hmm. That means you're going to put one of the linebackers on him. Are they going to be fast enough or agile enough to maintain
or
coverage
can they go
on him?
Up with him, because he's an athlete too,
and they just won't be able to I believe. And so I think that's where you're going to see the feast is like
you go
Penn State has to be able to run the ball. I have picked Penn State and I got him with the hook.
Okay.
I did
got the 3.5.
I got him with the 3.5.
Okay.
I just feel like this is the year, and I might be leaning too much on Ohio State has lost 2 left tackles.
I mean, that's
they're
on to
their
deal.
Third, and Penn State's defensive line is about as close to Oregon's as you're going to get. I don't think it's as good as Oregon's, but it's as close to Oregon's as you're going to get. And I think them getting after Will Howard is going to be the key to this game. If they can make life for him hard and difficult, I think that Penn State's going to be able to get this game won, and I think that they do. I think that Carter gets after Howard all game.
All right. I'm still taking Ohio State because I trust Ohio State slightly more than I trust Penn State, which isn't saying much.
Fair.
Because I don't trust either coach, and I definitely don't trust either quarterback. So I think it's going to ultimately be what you said with the Rock fight. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.